arguments for the best time.
okay. Let's see. You were married, right?
Yes.
Yeah. How old was your husband when he died?
I'm divorced.
Oh, is he still living?
Yes, he lives in Fort Worth.
Okay.
My son was born in Fort Worth.
Okay. Did he speak any other languages other than English or anything like that?
No. He was in the First World War and was shell shot and gassed.
Mm, my goodness. Let's see. What did he do when y'all were?
He was a statistician for the Magnolia Petroleum Company.
I can't spell that.
Statistician. I used to spell too.
I can't spell my own name if I had memorized it. How much schooling did he have?
Well, I think just high school.
Okay.
He may have had a business course, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's see. How old is he, do you know?
How old is he now?
Yeah.
He's 83, I think.
Okay. Sometimes when you live with somebody for a long time, it has an influence on the way you talk. You know, I mean, you start to talk like them. How long did you all live together? Did you live together for a long time?
Five years.
Oh, well, okay. Let's see. Where was he from?
He's from around Hillsboro, Texas.
That's where all the highway patrolmen in the country hang out. Every time I go through Hillsboro, I have to slow down. Okay.
Well, it's a good thing you've learned that.
Yeah, but then I get out my trusty CB radio too, and they can tell you where the. I don't drive much over the speed limit. I mean, I don't either
now, especially. I still drive my car, but I just drive in familiar places. I used to drive to Dallas quite a bit,
uh-huh.
and babysit with the grandchildren.
Yeah,
but now I had to have. Cataract operation. So the doctor told me just stay in familiar places.
Yeah, yeah. Your son lives in Fort Worth, is that
Dallas.
Right? In Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's why you're telling that, yeah.
Yeah, he was born in Fort Worth, but he lives in Dallas.
Yeah. And what is it he does?
What is it?
He's in
industrial real estate.
Yeah.
He has his own office.
Yeah.
Jardine Company.
Yeah.
Industrial real estate.
Yeah.
Both of his sons are in business with him.
That's a long, boring drive to Dallas. There's
yeah.
Nothing on the road between here and there.
Well, I tell you, now this energy thing is a serious thing. I don't want to sound like I'm bragging, but for a time, he just made, well, he was almost a millionaire. He just made a lot of money. And he had a beautiful home in Holland Park in Dallas. But this energy thing has really slowed him down. And having the two sons in the office with him, he feels responsible for three families, you see.
Oh, oh yeah.
And
how old is he?
My son?
Yeah.
He's 56.
Uh-huh.
And, but...
Tell me... Do you remember, how old were you when y'all moved to Austin?
About 6 years old.
From, you lived in Kyle till that time?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the house that you lived in Kyle?
Yes, we went by there several times, but those places are so run down,
yeah.
You know, it was hard to find even.
Really?
And now my